hours of ramped-up attacks. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Dozens of Ukrainian civilians have been evacuated from a steel plant in the besieged city of Mariupol, but more remain, and Ukrainian officials fear they're running out of time as Russia prepares to celebrate a military holiday next week.
The preparation comes as wartime rhetoric reached new heights this week, with Russia warning NATO against supplying weapons to Ukraine and NATO leadership pushing back, like the Polish prime minister, who called Putin a war criminal. Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov quickly responded to the statement. The fact is there has been very, very hostile rhetoric coming out of Poland in recent months, Peskov explained, and the fact that the territorial integrity of Ukraine can be threatened by Poland also are obvious facts.
Fox's Trey Inkston, Kyiv. The Pentagon says it's authorized another round of aid for Ukraine in the form of ammunition and radar. The estimated value of the aid is $150 million. Earlier, President Biden said this latest round of assistance will nearly exhaust what Congress had authorized for Ukraine in March. And the president in Ohio this afternoon to push for more products to be made in the USA, saying it's critical to fighting inflation caused by supply chain disruption.
President Biden was joined by executives from GE, Raytheon, Honeywell, and others at the United Performance Metals plant in Hamilton, Ohio.
The executives here today have agreed to launch a new compact between large, iconic manufacturers and smaller American suppliers.
With a goal to help smaller companies adapt new technologies, he said Intel's $20 billion plan for semiconductor facilities outside of Columbus would expand, as would other companies, if Congress passes the Innovation Act.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The National Labor Relations Board is accusing Starbucks of unfair labor practices at its stores in Buffalo, New York, including retaliation against pro-union employees. Starbucks calls the allegations false. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Medical marijuana could soon be available in Kentucky.
Governor Andy Beshear believes he will be able to take at least some executive action making medical marijuana legally accessible in Kentucky. The Democrat first floated the idea last month, but since then, the latest bill to legalize medical pot could not make it through the Republican-dominated state Senate. Beshear says legalizing medical marijuana has strong support among state residents, saying there are folks out there suffering who could benefit from it. But the Republican leader of the state Senate, Robert Stivers, says Kentuckians should be concerned that the governor thinks he can change statute by executive order. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Postmaster General is warning of future postage rate increases.
Get used to uncomfortable postage rate hikes in the coming years. That's the word from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. In remarks to the Postal Service Board of Governors yesterday, DeJoy said it's part of the plan to make the Postal Service self-sufficient. The Board of Governors sets the postage rates, but DeJoy said he will continue to advocate for raising prices to accomplish the self-sufficiency goal. The Postal Service reported a loss of almost $2 billion for the latest quarter. If a proposed rate hike gets the okay from the Postal Regulatory Commission, the cost of a first-class forever stamp will go up by 2 cents to 60 cents, effective July 10th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A marble bust that a Texas woman bought for about $35 from a Goodwill store is temporarily on display at a San Antonio museum after experts determine it was a centuries-old sculpture missing from Germany since World War II. The bust, which art collector Laura Young found at Goodwill in 2018, once belonged in the collection of King Ludwig I of Bavaria. It's according to the San Antonio Museum of Art. Experts believe a soldier took the sculpture and brought it to the U.S. The piece will be returned to Germany next year. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.